Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan After Dark.
I've been saying Instable. So it's Instanbul. Is that the correct way to say it?
It's Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Thank you.
What am I saying?
You're saying it like it's Instagram bull.
But he said it right yesterday. No, that's what I don't understand.
I don't think he did.
I think he said Istanbul.
I think he said Istanbul yesterday too, but there was a lot going on yesterday.
There was a lot. We weren't looking at if I added an extra N to Istanbul.
Yes.
Did I say it right that time? Istanbul?
It sounds like he did.
Should I just say like Istanbul?
No, just say Istanbul, like the name of the city.
Istanbul.
That's it.
That's what I've been saying.
You've been saying Istanbul.
No, I haven't.
I've been sitting here listening to you say it.
Istanbul.
You just said it again.
Wrong?
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
There you go.
That's where I'm. That's where I'll be on Saturday.
There you go. I'm excited.
Not for long.
Just for a layover.
Just for a layover. Just for a layover.
We're going to get into the we got a lot to get. I'll tell you what, this last hour is going to be packed. We've got a top five Jordans, and a special two-part Khakis Kicks, a little crossover appeal we got going on.
We're doing at 11. I'm so used to ending at 12.
I was going
to
say, we're almost done with the show. 10 o'clock, we'll read y'all's text. You guys have been absolutely phenomenal, and we have been. But again, we're not reading because we don't want to. We just, look, we've had a packed show today, folks. It's not every day that your Dallas Mavericks have the number one overall pick, and then we, you know, you wanted guests, we gave you guests. You know, guys, that's all their job is to cover the Dallas Mavericks. So that's correct. What we did.
That is what.
Wait, can you start as a Make-A-Wish kid on the network?
Wow. That was great. That was a great pull, though.
Right off
the cuff. So shout out to him. And then we've got to lay out kind of our weekend plans.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Huge events.
They should have just moved the draft. They didn't realize I was going to Greece on Saturday.
They didn't.
Selfish.
They know now.
Well, let's get selfish again. It's time for a little extra credit. Turn your brain on, and let's get to learning with a little extra credit. Ring the bell.
And Blake!
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go! Here we go!
I'm excited. Obviously, I will be traveling to Greece on Saturday, so why not make this extra credit travel related?
Okay.
And I want to say, this might be one of the best extra credits.
That can't be true.
Why not?
That can't be true.
What happened?
Go ahead. Keep going.
No, what happened? I want to know.
I'm not even going to say it out loud because I don't want to give it any credence because I want to look it up first. Go ahead. Okay. Keep going.
This might be one of the best extra credits. The reason I say that is because it's travel related, and ChatGPT has put together questions that have to do about airport security, taxis, and different laws and rules in different countries. So I think this one's going to be one of the more interactive ones that you guys at home will be able to play along. And I almost can guarantee that there will be one question that everybody listening does not know the answer to. And you'll learn something if you're doing any travel anytime soon. Are we ready, boys?
Yes.
Ready as I can ever be. Present. I'm 0-for on these, by the way.
I'm scared. I mean, what happened? Did somebody pass away?
That's why I didn't even say it out loud, because I knew I was like, that's no way. So just keep going. No, just go. Okay. We'll start talking and hijack the segment.
Okay.
And that's why I didn't say it.
Okay. Number one, I'm going to Fred first.
Okay.
Frederick. What item is not allowed on a carry-on luggage?
Okay.
A, nail clippers. B, peanut butter. C, tweezers. D, deodorant. Not allowed on your carry-on luggage.
I'm going to go with nail clippers.
Incorrect.
Son of a gun. Well,
give me peanut butter.
God dang it, I thought about that.
Let's go.
TSA considers peanut butter a liquid gel, so anything over 3.4 ounces is banned from your carry-on. Point one for the producers.
Dadgummit.
It's not two for a steal. No, it's two whenever you say before the answer choice.
Let's see if you can get this one without the answer choice.
My first time, I guess.
Kevin, what does the three-letter airport code LHR stand for?
I don't know. You're going to have to.
Los Harbor Regional? B, Leeson Hub Road? C, London Heathrow? D, Lezepig-Han Regional.
I'm going to go C.
London Heathrow, for two.
Well done.
Let's go back to Fred.
Well done.
Fred, what country invented the airport duty-free shop? A, the USA. B, Ireland. C, Japan. D, France.
Let's go with C, Japan.
Not what we were looking
for. Dadgummit.
Kevin.
All right, reread the question.
Okay. You guys are killing me.
What country?
There's two of you back there, for Christ's
what
sake.
What country invented the airport duty-free shop? USA, Ireland, Japan, France.
Give me Ireland.
He might have not heard the question, but he's on fire. That's three for Kevin. Kevin.
Just running away with it. I told you he's on a heater this week.
Kevin, which airline is known for having a no assigned seat boarding system? A, JetBlue. B, Ryanair. C, Southwest, or D, Spirit?
Spirit?
Incorrect.
Southwest.
I thought that one was a gimme.
Fred, I don't fly, so I don't really
Fred on the board. It is 3-1.
But they got rid of that, though.
I think it's like they're about to get rid of it. It's not.
Don't let me find out that this AI is wrong again.
Frederick, what is the safest seat on a commercial airplane in case of a crash statistically?
11A.
The one guy who survived. A, the front row. B, over the wing. C, the exit row. D, the back of the plane.
D, back of the plane.
Multiple crash studies show higher survival rates in rear seats. So for you guys flying, just in case you get in the back. Okay, now we're on to a new category. We're on international travel.
Okay.
Kevin, in which country is chewing gum banned in public spaces? A, Germany. B, Singapore. C, Brazil. And D, China.
China.
Incorrect.
I'm gonna go with Singapore.
And Frederick has tied this ball game up in the seventh inning. It is 3-3, boys. We've got ourselves a heater. Fred Davis. What's illegal to wear in Barbados? A, all black. B, camouflage. C, sunglasses at night. D, flip-flops indoors. Hey, this is a great one. All four of those, you could probably make a case
for. You could make a case for all four of those. I'm going to go with camouflage.
But he makes a case for the right one, and he takes the lead. Kagi Kev, you're joking. 4-3, Fred Davis. All right, Kevin Walker. In Japan, tipping at restaurants is what? A, mandatory. B, customary. C, optional. D, considered rude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This one is, I know this one.
I would imagine that you know this one, Blake.
I know this
one. So this is in Japan restaurants?
Yes.
No, Japanese spas.
I'm going spas. To say considered rude.
Let's go!
Dadgummit, I knew that one. Come on. I knew that one. Them Japanese don't play.
Okay, Kevin is taking the lead, 4-3. Fred, which country has the most time zones? This is a fun one. A, Russia. B, USA. C, France. D, China. I mean, I'm asking a question.
Russia.
I'm going to go USA.
Incorrect, my boys. China? Incorrect. 0-3. The answer is France. Thanks to overseas territories, France has 12 time zones.
Oh, because of their territories? Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Whose turn is it?
Kakis.
Kevin, where is it illegal to step on money? A, Thailand. B, South Korea. C, Canada. D, Argentina.
Sounds like a South Korea thing.
Will you be incorrect? Fred Davis?
I'm going to go with A, Indonesia. Did you say Indonesia?
Not even close to
it. I thought you said Indonesia.
Nothing close to that.
What did you say? What was A?
I'm going to read the answer choices. He just said one that wasn't on there. A, Thailand.
Thailand.
Half point if he gets it.
No, he got it. I mean, he still said A. I think he just, I don't know where his brain went, but.
Now Indonesia. Now I'm smelling like Indonesia.
He said one that wasn't even on the list. Okay, that is correct. Fred Davis takes a 5-4 lead here in a nail biter. I mean, just a nail biter.
It's his. It's going down to the wire.
Kevin Walker. Now we're on local transport and taxis.
Okay.
In what city are taxis famously painted black? A, Tokyo. B, London. C, Paris. D, New York.
Paris.
Incorrect.
Mm.
Fred Davis. I didn't.
Just give me A or B. I don't need B.
Oh, Tokyo and London.
We'll go with A.
Which
Tokyo.
Is incorrect.
It's London, isn't
the
it?
The correct answer is London's iconic black cabs are a symbol of the city known for their rigorous licensing tests.
Son of a gun.
Okay, let's go to...
I think it's my turn.
Okay, Fred. What do you... Okay, excuse me. What do you not have to do in most European taxis? A, wear a seatbelt. B, tip. C, speak English. D, pay with cash. Not have to do in the European taxis.
I'm going to go with tip.
Bingo! You need this one, Kevin. You need to stay alive. You're down 6-4. You're still in the game. Don't lose composure. Just lock into this question. Kevin, what color are legal taxis in New York City?
Okay, don't say anything. Legal taxis in New York City. I'm trying to think. Why is it legal?
Oh, he's trying to get the two-pointer.
He needs a two-pointer.
I mean, it doesn't have to. I mean, we still got a little time. You can still get one. But you're kind of going all in if you want to waste your time on this two-pointer.
You know, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly bear.
So legal meaning it's different than a normal one.
What else?
Legal means legal.
I mean, what else does legal mean besides that?
I'm going to say white.
Can I steal it? I'm going to go with yellow.
Okay, so why does it say legal then?
You're overthinking it, man.
That makes it sound like it's different than a normal taxi.
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
Everybody and their mom knows that a taxi's yellow.
Ball game. All right.
That word's stupid.
Fred, what's the best way to avoid getting... this is a bad one. Fred, what's the most common item people forget when packing based on stats? A, socks. B, a toothbrush. C, underwear. D, passport. It's kind of hard to forget your passport.
Can't forget your passport. I'm going to go with socks.
Incorrect.
Mm.
Kevin?
So, socks, underwear, passport. What was the other one?
Toothbrush.
I should have said toothbrush.
I'm going to say toothbrush.
Kak, if you get this one, you're only down one.
No, he's down. No, he's down.
It's 5-7.
Yeah, he needs this.
Kevin, what is a smart way? Nope. What airline famously charged a passenger for wearing too many clothes instead of packing them? A, Frontier. B, Ryanair.
He ain't got no
C,
idea.
Spirit. D, EasyJet.
He's guessing this.
I'll say Ryanair.
Incorrect. Do you know?
You said Ryanair?
No, yeah. I didn't say that.
No, you did.
No, I didn't say that. Guess that one.
Frontier, Spirit, and EasyJet are your other choices.
That sounds like something Spirit would do.
Incorrect. The answer we're looking for was EasyJet. A viral case in 2019 showed a man getting removed for wearing 10 shirts to avoid baggage fees.
That's it. That's it.
Fred Davis with
go.
The W, 7-5.
Once again, that's all we do is win, 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 no matter what. All right, final hour of the program, ladies and gentlemen. So much to get to. Your text messages and more, 877-881-1053. It is the Fan After Dark. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.